Shri Nundas Yom Kippur.
Malasat night doesn't part of the Torah. This is the middle of the Kasha. Why? Leidomi lachaisisha. Abashir himself is pasha to tesis, even in his Kasha, and even doing all of the steps in Leidomi lachaisisha, that the Balasat Nai, she herself doesn't need chalitza. The nicer is, if she patters the tzorah, she doesn't patter the tzorah, lo yidom ilach yisisho, yedom ilach yisisho, vaito lo yidom ilach yisisho. But she herself is patu meyibum v'chalitza. First, the mashmoes of tesis is like that. And also, the way tesis tells us kasha, that lefi Rebbe, that Rebbe doesn't learn from ach yisisho, Rebbe learns, im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shnio, Tesis maskone is that Balas Atnai will patter the Torah. Alibe the Rabbanon, Tesis says, maybe it's Leidomi Lachisisha. But Alibe the Rebbe, that we learn out, im ein lekuchim be'achas, ein lekuchim be'shnio, so Balas Atnai will patter the Torah. This is Tesis' kasha. Tesis answers that not everything the Tana has to write down. But Tesis shows that lefi Rabbanon take maybe leidomi lachisisho, but lefi Rebbe ein lekuchim ba'achas ein lekuchim ba'shnio. Tesis in Chesamut Bey said that if yesh chalitze, it's not called him ein lekuchim ba'achas ein lekuchim ba'shnio. So it's more from Tesis that was pushed to Tesis bekilachar yad that the balasatnai is potu meyibum vechalitza, and the noise is only to patter the tzor. Rabbi Seinu Arishoinim, the Rashbo and the Ramban and the Afbeis, were mesupik in this shaila if it patters the if she herself is potuf and chalitza. Then we have an interesante machlekes. Lefiteisis, it's posha that she's potuf michalitza. The whole noise is if she patters the tzora or not. Yedo milach yisisho, not do milach yisisho. And Rabbi Seinu Arishonim are mesupik. The Ramban in the end says that it's poshete, that she doesn't have to have chalitza. The Rashbo is mesupik, but he's machmiya himself to the Ramban. That's the be'etzem, the noise and the Rishonim. So I want to be masbe. We have two parts that we be'etzem to learn in this noise. For Tesis was not even a shaila that she spoke to michalitza. Tesis didn't bring it up. He was only busy to patter the tzorah. She herself pushed that she's part of Michalitza. What is the raya? We said one raya from Rebbe, but the ikar raya is Tesis wants it to be listed in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says Chamesh Esre Noshim Poitres Tzoroseim V'Tzoros Tzoroseim Min HaChalitza Min HaYivu Matzav Kol Oilom. So it has to patter from Michalitza. So if Tesis wants it to be listed in the Mishnah, Avada and Avada, Tesis learns that she's part of Michalitza. V'Chalitza. She can't pat the move from her. And the Rishonim are mesupik about it. And the reason the Rishonim are mesupik about it, it's very poshut. Because when we see the Rishonim, side the Rashba, side the Ramban, maybe we have to learn them after it, Ba'archov and Mitzad Atzmoy, they be'etzem disagree with the whole Kasha of Tesfus. Balasatnai will patter the Tzor? Balasatnai will patter the Tzor? Chuz betnoim loikomairi. Oh, but more from that, Zog the Ramban and the Rashba, she's not a Erve. She's a normal wife. She's not a Ishesish. You're right, that if she falls le'yibum and I will do a bia, so nizbar that the get is not a get, and then she'll be eishas ish. She's not a eishas ish, she's not a erva now. You're right that I can do yibum, because when I do yibum, I bump into eishas ish. But mitzad atzma, she's not a erva. Say the Ramban and say the Rashba, acholik and tesis is kasha. And they say, ava nira li bedino, shetzorosim is yabendes, she'ein zetzor as erva klal. אלא זה גרוש הגמור אצלו, פרובן, כשאר כל האנושים, ומשום תנאי בעל מאסור עליו, שלא יסבד אל הסגיתו מכל וכל. Tesis learned that we look at it like a ערבה. לא ידום מילה אחרי סישו, ידום מילה אחרי סישו, it's exactly, it's not exactly, אבל שזה ערבה. The Rishonim say, קושי מעיקור אל she's not even a ערבה. The Rishonim say, Kushim Yikor Alessa, she's not even a Erva. And while she's not even a Erva, Kushim Yikor Alessa, she's not even a Erva. Bemele, because she cannot matter the tzara. This would be Hetzim, the Yosef of the Rishonim. They go back and forth. They're not masking with Tesis as Kasha, but it's not the Chelik that I want to learn. Bemele, the Ramban and the Rashba come and say, so we understand that she cannot do Yibum, because Be'etzim, if she does Bia, so it's Nizbar that the get is not a get, and you meet the Ishes Ish. Or but maybe she will need Chalitza, because she's Be'etzim a Yevama. Lefi Tesis that she's a Erve, she's out. She's Leidomitachis Isha to Pater the Tzoro. But she's out like every Erve. Tesis calls her a Erve Gmura. Tesis learns she's a Erve Gmura. So nice if she's Domilachis Isha to Pater the Tzoro. The Rishonim call her that she's not a Erve. Bemele Rabbi Seino Rishonim went to Clara Shaila. If she's not a Erve, she's potu michalitza, she's not potu from chalitza. So this is chelik aleph, that we're not going into the avodas advarim, but that's in the tzur of the shmaise. Lefitesis, it's a erve, she's potu mi'imu v'chalitza, the noise is if it's domi l'achus isho, loy domi, and if you're Rebbe from Velokho, and l'kuchim b'achas and l'kuchim b'shnio, Rishonim never mentioned the kashif from Rebbe, she's b'chlam nishken erve, no vos, you can do yibum, but for sure she can't part of the tzor. Kler the Rishonim l'shito som, if she could do chalitza or not. And here we found the interesting machlekes Ramban and Rashba that on that we were stolt today. Zog the Ramban in the end of the first piece, miu b'shenof lo lefono b'lo yitzoro ani mesupok im tzricho chalitza mimenu keivon shemugurash ezetzloi. What I said, she's b'chlam nishken erve. So she's a yevama. You're right, if you do bia, it doesn't work, because then you meet the eishas ish. Oy keivon she'ein oile liibum lemaisa, you can't do yibum, ein oile lechalitza. So the Ramban can have a achor. Rabbi Seinu, the Ramban, HaKodesh, the Ramban says, Be'etzem she's a yevama, l'chushu v'mnid ha'chalitza. Technically, you can't do beer. Oidime, we say, kol she'ein oile le'ibum, le'ein oile le'chalitza, kei nira li, elo she'adobo tzorich talmud. Elo she'adobo tzorich talmud. This is the Ramban. The Rashba is choylek. We see the Rashba inside. Umistabro li, the second piece in the Rashba. The afilu yatzmo chilitzes. Ve'ein ani koyre bezukol she'ein oile le'ibum en oile lechalitze. See the Rashba inside. Umistabro li. The afilu yatzmo chilitzes. Ve'ein ani koyre bezukol she'ein oile le'ibum en oile lechalitze. Betnoyim le'kemariko. Ve'lo yamrinen elo bi'isur ervo. אבל בזו שאיסור דבר אחר גורם לו לעשר דיינו תנאי חוילצס אבל פי שאינו מתייבמס ואבל פי שאם עומדו וניסס אולוב שהוא עוד בקום הערבה מכל מקום אין איסורה עכשיו אלא מחמס תנאי ולא עם מחמס ערבה ואין כן שיעור בגט במילה שיש אוילה ליב ובמילה שיש you don't say כל שאין אוילה. And the Rashba says, "V'areizu kenederes hanoyim yevoma b'chayy bay lo gemorim b'tshamay koyfim eselachloitz." Ava b'she areizu eino ele liyibum v'arteire because ein esed echelose v'ese v'alkol b'mcholitz as mishum davar acher goram lo. So we have machleikis Ramban and Rashba. The Ramban says we say kol she'eino ele liyibum min ele lechalitz here. And the Rashba says, mistaberli, that we don't say kol she'ein oile le'ibum en oile lechalitza. Then he says, what's coming on? The last line, ve'ein da'ateinu machas, I can't elo she'roisi la'ramban, I can't be cholek al'ramban. So, ein da'ateinu machas, I'm okim da'itri. I'm evatel da'itri to l'ramban. But on the bitl das in the Rashba, we have a yesedis dike machleikis that we have to boyos. We have to boyos, yesedis dike machleikis. The Ramban ta'ines kol she'ein oile le'ibum en oile lechalitza. And the Rashba says, so good, it's no shaykhis to ein oile le'ibum. She is oile le'ibum. She's grande, you can't do yibum. What is the shaykhis to call she'ein oile le'ibum en oile chalitza? So we have to understand, what is the machleikis? L'chur, the Rashba makes sense. Vosi the pshat in the Ramban? Vosi the machleikis Ramban and Rashba? Aleph. Beis, the Rashba brings a raya, a modne raya, noideres, b'chaye baylo, ein esa deche loise seveese, and she's oile lechalitza. We see that if someone has a zaitik azach that is called a neder, she's oile lechalitza. Fayk de Shara Melech, she's a numul chay velavim veese, noideres is loise seveese, we have a gemara later. Why you don't say kol she'ein oile? It's a ribui. What the Rashba found in Noideres, more from every chay v'lavim, she'cholets us v'loim is yabemes. He says himself, Sheraizah Chaloisis of Eser. Nusus Alamal Chaloisis. So these are the two shaylas that we have to explain. First, what is the machlekes? The Ramban calls it Koshein Oile. The Rashba says, no shaykh is the Koshein Oile. Ramban himself says it was a shtickle mesupik, but as there he has a feeling. And second of all, the Rashba brings a raya for Noideras. What is the raya for Noideras? What is the raya for Noideras? What is the raya from Noideras? What is the raya from Noideras? So Nubal Chayvelavim Ve'ese. Chayvelavim Ve'ese Choletzes. V'lehem Yisi HaBemes. What is the shaykhis to the argument here, to the noise of the Rishayim? So, Be'etzem, Rebel Chonon and Kovit Tzahores, Simen Hay, was Masbir very close the Machlekes. Rebel Chonon Boida is the Machlekes. We mentioned it already once. But here Be'etzem, it comes out, those are the Yisoy, the Mokker, to the Teir from Rebel Chonon. Rebel Chonon says that it's two dinim in Kol She'in O'ile Le'ibum and O'ile Le'chalitza. One din, Kol she'oile le'yibum oile le'chalitze, v'kol she'ein oile le'yibum en oile le'chalitze means kol she'oile le'zikas yibum oile le'zikas chalitze. Kol she'ein oile le'zikas yibum ein oile le'zikas chalitze. It's given in a package. If you get zikas yibum, you get zikas chalitze. If you don't get zikas yibum, you don't get. Arayas don't get zikas yibum, v'meile they don't have zikas chalitze. So why chay ve'lavim ha'oile le'chalitze? It's a special gzeres hakosu. Yesh lecho yevom ha'acheres she'oilo lechalitza af al pisheino oilo leibum. She gets a zikas chalitza. So be'etzem, when you have zikas yibum, you have zikas chalitza. When it's no zikas yibum, it's no zikas chalitza. Chavelavim ve'ese, even though they don't have zikas yibum, they have a special zikas chalitza. This is Loshon Rashi and Daf Gimel. Kol she'oile lezikas yibum, oile lezikas chalitza. Kol she'ein oile lezikas yibum, ein oile lezikas chalitza. So Rashi, chutz mi'chai ve'lavim. Why Rashi says it? This is what Rashi is masbir. Be'etzem, it comes with a package. Chutz mi'gzeras hakosu v'chai ve'lavim. That they come separate. Chutz from that is another halacha, zogt Rebel Chonon. Chavilayim ve'eser. We say Chavilayim in Chavilayim ve'eser. Chutz from that, zogt Rebel Chonon is a second halacha. Someone is a Yevama and she has Zikas Yibum and Zikas Chalitza. She got the whole package. And for a technical reason, she can't do the Yibum. No, for a reason, she can't do the Yibum. For a reason that she can't do the Yibum. She has a reason that she can't do the Yibum. She can't do the Yibum. She can't do the Yibum. She has a reason she can't do the Yibum. That Isha that cannot do the Yibum can also not do Chalitza. Nine. Arayas a mufka from Zikas Yibu. So the mufka from Zikas Chalitza. They don't have the parsha. Chavelavim have a separate Zikr lechalitza. Someone that is not mufka from the parsha, and he has Zikas Yibu and Zikas Chalitza. But if there's a reason that he can't do the Yibu, you can't do the Chalitza. What is the hesper? I will explain the two dinim. The first din says it comes with packages. Either you get both, or you get none. Chutzim chavelavim, that they get a small package. As another halacha, when you get yibum v'chalitza, and you can do one of them, either you do the whole thing, or you don't. If you can't do one, you can't do the other. You have to be available to do both. So as one halacha, when the zikah comes, has to come together, and if it doesn't come a half, it doesn't come chutzim chavelavim, that have a separate parsha. And as another zach, when they come together, and you have afkor that you can't do one, if you can't do one, you can't do the other also. B'meile, Zog Rebel Chonon. Meuberes. Meuberes is a Yevama. She has Zikas Yibum and Zikas Chalitza. But she can't do Yibum because of Chash Ayin Olav. So she can't do Chalitza also. So dear Be'etzim, she's in the parsha of Zikas Yibum and Zikas Chalitza. She's not an Elve. But you can't do Yibum because maybe tomorrow you'll find out that he's a baby. And B'meile he was Roy. So you can't do Chalitza. So B'meile Meuberes, even if the baby dies in the end. And Lemaisa Nisbar, that she was in the parsha of Yibum v'chalitza, but because you couldn't do Yibum, so even if you do Chalitza, the Chalitza is not good. Rashi in Daf Lamed Vov Dir says, not kol she'ein oile lezika sibum ein lezika zchalitza, kol she'ein miyabem ein choylitz. So this is the Teir of Rebbe Elchanan. That is two dinim. As one din, kol she'ein oile lezika sibum ein oile lezika zchalitza, chutzim chavilavim darav esepet zika lechalitza. And there's another halacha, when someone is in the parsha, and he can't do one, he can't do the other one. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, this is what the Ramban came to Mechadesh by us on that base. Zogt the Ramban, I know in Arayas, kol she'ein bezikas yibum, ein bezikas chalitza, chutzim chay velavim. Balas atnai, she's in the parsha. Dovorachar goram lo. Tnai be'alme, she's not a herve. No, boss, she can't do a bia, because when she does a bia, she miyat is pegan the herve. So technically, she can't do the bia. Zog the Ramban, I mechadish the second halacha. Kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitza, if you can't do one, you can't do the other. The Rashba is mesupik about it. The Rashba is chaylik on that. The Rashba is not masking to the steira. Then he's machriyadayt, but that's a Rashba. Kedas a Ramban. Those are the machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashba. So the two dinim that we're trying to miyaset, in the beginning is man bedas Rashi from Daf Gimel Daf Lamed Vov. The Lashon is a Rashi. There's two dinim. Zogt Rebbe Elchanan, we have two dinim. Lefi the Ramban, we have the algemein aloch of kol shein oile leibum. Here it's not negeah. What's come the Rashi? Frek the Rashi. What is the shaykh is kol shein oile? She's in the parsha. You're right. This is the Ramban. The Ramban here is mesupik. It has to be. The Rishonim are mesupik with something. They're declaring something. What they're declaring? When someone is in the parsha, but lemaisa you can't do it, if we have the second halacha of kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitza, or we don't have the second halacha. And lefi this Rebbe Elchanan, I'm not sure if Rebbe Aaron Kotler gizok with Rav Shach, will come out a chidush otzum. Chidush otzum. This is a way to test if you have good zvot. It sounds a positive word from Rebbe Elchanan. What would be if the balas atnai will be a chay velavim? If the balas atnai will also be a chay velavim, she'll be oile lechalitza lefi the Ramban on that. No, balas atnai is also a chay velavim. What is the halacha? Balas atnai, and she's also a chay velavim. She's also a chay velavim. Lefi the Ramban, she'll be oile lechalitza or not. Lefi the Ramban, balas atnai is not oile lechalitza because kol she'ein oile leibum and oile lechalitza. The Rashba says no. Actually, yeah. Why not? She's oile leibum. Technically, you can't do it. Zog Rebbe Elchanan, two dinim in the Ramban, is one dinim in any zikasim in the Halitza. Here, take if she's oiled to the Yibum, forget, because she can't do one, she can't do the other one. What would be if the balas atnai is also a chay velav? Balas atnai is also a chay velav. She could do Halitza or not? Why not? Again, balas atnai is also a chay velavi. Balas atnai is also a chay velavi. What would be the halacha there? Shmuel, balas atnai is also chay velavi. What is the halacha? What? She could do chalitza or not? The Ramban came and said, "Kol she'ein oile le'ibum and oile le'chalitza." We asked the Kasha, "Frek the Rashba, it's not emes. Frek the Rashba, it's not emes. She's oile le'ibum." So the Rebbe Elchanan is two dinim. It's kol she'ein oile le'zikas yibum and oile le'zikas chalitza. And chutz from that is another halacha. What is the other halacha? When you have both, you can't do one. You can't mele yimufka. Now, I think Rabbah and Rav Shach class, what would be if the balas atnai is a chay velavi? The balas atnai is a chay velavi. She'll be oile lechalitza or not? Zokter, listen carefully. Avada, she will be oile lechalitza. You had the chap. You had the chap. She's oil. This mal chayvelavim. She bichlal not oil lezikasibum. She's only oil lezikas chlitza. So man, she doesn't have a problem. Chayvelavim is a special parsha. If you in the parsha involved and you can't do one, she's not in the parsha of zikasibum. She only has the parsha of zikas chlitza. Chayvelavim was not nisrabin of zikasibum. So she was nisrabin of zikas chlitza. If she was nisrabin of zikas chlitza, why not? Do chalitza. Zweite din only when you have both and you can't do one of them in mafkia. She's not in the zikasibum. She's not in zikasibum. No, we try.
The second din
in the Rambam, when someone is in the parsha of both and you can't do one, you can't do the other. Chai velavim only has zikas chlitze. Right? She's not only the zikas ibum.
Who said the pshat is that she can't do one of the din that she
does? The whole avonah. If you can't, but why chai velavim doesn't have the second din? She can do ibum. Then it says because she has a zikas chlitze.
She could do even
it's posh. I'll be mad, but to mafkia. Again, what is the two dinim of Rebbe Elchanan? What are the two dinim of Rebbe Elchanan? No. What are the two dinim of Rebbe Elchanan? One din Rebbe Elchanan Tain is that if someone is in the parsha of Zikas Ibum, he has the Zikas Chalitza. If he's not in the parsha of Zikas Ibum, he's not in Zikas Chalitza. If he's in the parsha of Zikas Ibum, he's in the parsha of Zikas Chalitza. If he's not in the parsha of Zikas Ibum, he's not in the parsha of Zikas Chalitza. Second halacha is, Chai Velavim have a separate Zikas Lechalitza. Because on them they can't have Chalitza. So Chai Velavim have a separate Zikas Lechalitza. Chutz from that, Zog Rebbe Elchanan, as a second halacha. When someone is in the parsha and he can't do one, he can't do the other one. Even if you, that first afka is, that if you don't have zikas ibum, you don't have zikas chalitza. Chai velavim have a separate zikas lechalitza. Chai velavim have a separate zikas lechalitza. Someone is in the parsha and can't do one, can't do the other. But Meile Balasatna, you're right, that she's not mufka from the parsha. Because basically she's in zikas ibum and zikas chalitza. Oh, but she has a second tonight. That if you can't do one, you can't do the other one. Chai velavim lemashon. Why they can do chalitza, but if you can't do one, you can't do the other one. The Torah says, when you're in the parsha of both and you can't do one, so maybe you move from the other one. But chai velavim, that because they only in zikas chalitza, they don't have the chisson that if you can't do one, you can't do the other one. But maybe, kumt is the fir Rebbe Elchanan, lefi the Ramban, if you will have a balas atnai, that she'll be a chai velavim, she will have to have chalitza. Because ein echenami. Mitzad etnayv koshein oyelim and chalitza. If you can't do one, you can't do the other. This is when she has zikas ibum and zikas chalitza. But chay velavim that are only in zikas chalitza. V'meile val chay velavim only have zikas chalitza. So val chay velavim only have zikas chalitza. So the balas etnayv will have to have chalitza. What do you mean? The male kum teis hazeh. So the maize, the fi teis fes, avada shizer, so she's mufka from the parsha and gantz. The fi teis is shizer, she's mufka from the parsha and gantz. So the fi teis is either way, the balas at night will never do chalitza. Mashenke, the rishoni, we said the rishoni were mesupe. So even if the rishoni le maskone, come out with a maskone that beetsim she's in the parsha. But mikol mekum she's potu because kol shein oile leivim and oile lechalitze. Even if we have such a maskone lefi the rishonim, but this is only take when she's in the parsha and she can't do one, or maybe she can't do the other one. But chavelavim, that beetsim, a mufka from the parsha from zikasim and only have zikas chalitze, avad bechai gavne, debi oile lechalitze. Zog de Rosh Hashorim, feed them, this is the answer of Kiva Eger's Kasha. The Rambam and Hilchis Melochim brings down a chiddush. Melech cannot do chalitza. Why? It's a bizayon that she has to spit. Yorko lefonov, ein ze kvoid malchus. So the melech doesn't have to do chalitza. Zog the Rambam, and because he can't do chalitza, he doesn't do yibu. We say the klal fakert, kol she'ein oile lechalitza, ein oile leyibu. Like we say the klal, kol she'ein oile leyibu, ein oile lechalitza. We say the klal, kol she'ein oile lechalitza, ein oile leyibu. So the Rambam paskins melech ein echoilets, aloche gimel. Perek beis. Ve'ein echoilets, shenemar v'yorko befono v'ze bizoyan. Ve'oil ve'ein echoilets, ein emeyabem. Fragt, why? We say the klal, as if it's a klal, kol she'ein oile leyibu, men oile lechalitza. We say the klal, kol she'ein oile lechalitza, ein oile leyibu. Fragt, Rabbi Kivei Eiger, ala Rambam, he doesn't understand. What do you mean? He's not oile lechalitza? It's not afkoe. It's a bizayin. I mean, Louis Yitzhak, the melech was stopped to be a melech. Avada, she's in the parash of chalitza. She's kukoloi. Technically, he's not allowed to do it. The Rambam says it's a bizayin. We don't argue. Yankee, the Rambam says it's a bizayin. What? You're asking it's a mitzvah. Chofetz Chaim frek de kashe. Chofetz Chaim frek de kashe. Well, it says, Alamo Zohar, that Rashtet in Lichay Shabbos. Shnu, nu. Steht in der Gemara, dass all jema odem zo kvoidi, el rove molach shibuz rab zeir machi cheshe, shizo kvoidi shemechabel es ha-shabes. So we see that when someone does a mitzvah, does his bekovet, so frag them, biur aloche, so why melech is not cholet? So kvoidi shu ois a mitzvah. So there's a lot of answers, but the most simple answer is that when the bizoyin is grade that he's doing the mitzvah, zo kvoidi that he's doing the mitzvah. Here the chefetz of the yerike is she has to mevaze him. Does it aloche? Kocho yoseh lemisha lo yroitza lasis. So even that it's a mitzvah to do it, the mitzvah is to mevaze yenem. Or but that melech that takes off the shoes and gets the bizoyin, you can't say zo kvoidi. The mitzvah here is techapzach a bizoyin. So how much it will be a mitzvah is the posh answer. Aber mikol makom. Ba. Yanki, we're not learning the sugya now. The mele. No, Yanki, Yanki. Shmela teisus balasat naim bekenish. The mele fragt Rab Kivei Eiger. Fragt Rab Kivei Eiger. So what does the Rambam says? That we say the klal kol she'ein oile lechalitza ein oile leyibum. How we say such a klal kol she'ein oile lechalitza ein oile leyibum? Hari she's not mufka from the parsha of chalitza. Aval the melech is in the parsha of chalitza. It's grade b'shas the chalitza is a bizarre, so you can't do the chalitza. The teretz is the same yisoy. Ein echanami. You're right. We're not saying the yisoy because if you don't have zikas chalitza, you don't have zikas yibum. But as a klal, when you have both and you can't do one of them, the melech you mufka from both. The melech you move from both. So that's the bad. So no chabot. So come as Rabbi Chanan says that Lemay said the Rashba was not masking with this Yisrael. That's a little boy. But the Rashba Be'etzim was not masking with this Yisrael. Only in the end. Be'etzim. Shhh. No, no, no. The Mele does it, you say to the Ramban Be'etzim that we say, no, that we have two klalim in kol she'ein oile leyibum and oile lechalitza. One klal is if you don't have zikas yibum, you don't have zikas chalitza. And as another klal, balasatnai lefid rishonim, she's in zikas yibum. But here is nischadish in the rishonim, and this was the suffix of the rishonim, and this was the machlekes, the Ramban and the Rashba, that if she's in the parsha, but b'metzias you can't do it, so we'll say kol she'ein oile leyibum and chalitza the second thing. And we said here in afkemin and chay velavi. Zok de Rashbo, I have a raya de loike Ramban that if it's only a technical problem, we don't say kol shein oil. This technical echetimtza zayte gezach, we don't say kol shein oil. What is the raya from noideres? from Neideres. And Isha, that was Neideres. The halacha is that you don't do Yibum because Ein Esa Deichel Eisa Ve'Ese, and she has Chalitza. Why? Say Kol Shein Oile Le'Yibum and Oile Le'Chalitza. We see that we don't say Kol Shein Oile Le'Yibum and Oile Le'Chalitza. And we mentioned the Sharamelach Frek Takashi. Neideres is a normal Chayvelavim Ve'Ese. That's the Gemara in Daf Chof, that Chai Velavim Ve'ese, we don't say Kol Shein Oile. And the Gemara asks why, and she says, because it's a special Zikr Lechalitze. So what's Frek the Rashbo? Bring a Raya from Neideres, that every time that it's Dovor Acher Gomla, we don't say Kol Shein Oile. What is the Raya from Neideres? Neideres is a normal Chai Velavim, that the Gemara in Daf Chof said, that it's a special Zikr Lechalitze. Special Zikr Lechalitze. The Teretz is, the Rashba means to bring a raya from Neideres, from the Sefer of the Mishneh of Neideres. The Gemara says, what would it be if Aisha was a normal Yevama? And after the she was a normal Yevama, and after the Nefila, she made a Neda. So Beshaz the Nefila, she was a normal Yevama, and she was Zokuk Leibum Vechalitza. And then she made a Neda. So now she became a Chai Velavim Ve'ese. Steht in Mishneh, Choyletzes V'loi Misya Bemes. Choyletzes V'loi Misya Bemes. And here the Rashba had it shver. Here B'shaz the Nefile was already a Zikr Le'Yibum V'Zikr Le'Chalitza. Now what she can't do Yibum, she can't get a new Zikr after the Nefile. The Rashba is tying a fester tying and the Iker Lomdes. What Rebbe Elchanan says? B'shaz the Nefile, either you give a whole thing, or you give a small thing. Normally, kol she'ein oile le'yibum and oile le'chalitza, or you get the whole package or you get nothing. Chutz from chavelavim, they get a small package. There's another halacha, when you got the whole package and you can't do one, you're out of the whole thing. Zog the Rashbo, if this is the lomdas, I'm asking you a festive kasha. I had a yevama that b'shas nefila was a regular yevama. She got the whole thing. She became chavelavim after the nefila. Now, after the Nefila, you don't give Nuzikas, right? And Zikil Acher Nefila. So now she became Chavelavim. So what happens to the Zika now?
So Acher Nefila,
say, she could be Potter Gantz. I'm asking, she could be out. No, the Erve, the Zika could disappear. I'm asking, take away the whole Zika. But not even Zika's Chalitza. You can't take off half. Because again, if it's the same package of Zika's Yibum and Zika's Chalitza, if you take off half, if you can't do half, you can't do the whole thing. Chai Velavim got a special Zika on their own. They got a special parsha. This Isha, she's not from the special parsha. She's from the regular parsha. So she got Yibum v'chalitze. Now she can't do Yibum because she's a Chai Velavim v'ese. How she could do chalitze? Zog the Rashba, we see an Ishtoa Zaklal. The answer is, because Be'etchem, she stays in the parsha. Technically, she can't do one, but she could vital do the other one. Technically, she can do one, but she can do the other one. Zog the Rashbo, Dover Acher, we don't say the second klal. If the Hainu, Chai Velavi Ve'ese Le'Acher Nefile, she isn't Zikas Yibum V'Chalitze. So if she can do Yibum, why you don't say Kol Shein Oile? The Teretz is, Dover Acher Gomlo, we don't say the second klal. This is what the Rashbo is trying to buy us, the Loike HaRamban. Dover Acher doesn't stir, Zog the Rashbo. We don't say the second, again, we don't say the second klal. It doesn't make a difference when. She's oile le'yibum, it's only technically. We don't say the second klal. The noise in the sugi here is be'etzim one noise. What Rebbe Elchanan went and took this rishonim and he made it a gishmaker rishonim. That the whole rishonim acholek anteisves that she's not a erve. Because of that, was a noise of chalitza and the rishonim. Because of that. And this is the holoch yelech of the rishonim. If be'etzim she's in the parsha, but you can't do one if you say kol shein oile. This is the whole page, Ramban and Rashbo. Teisves bichlal doesn't mention it because she's mufka. Does it the noise? Not the pshat, is a shver Rashbo here. The Ramban is very shver, the Rashbo is right. Zeh noise. And on that, the Rashbo went to bring a raya. Frag the Sharamelach is no raya. Because Chai Velavim, we know that it's chalitza. The noise was only like the longness of Rebbe Elchanan. When someone is the parsha of both and you can't do one, if you can do the other. Chai Velavim alamal. The Teretz says, but while we're learning like Rebbe Elchanan, that every raya is a mufka and gansen. Chai Velavim get a separate parsha. Here, B'shas Nefila, she was not a erve, and she was not a Chai Velavim. Zese. So she got a normal Zike. Now she's a Chayve Lavim and you can't do Yibum. Zog the Rashbo, so why you can do Chalitza? You can't tell me that's Chayve Lavim. Chayve Lavim need a separate Zike. You can't get a new Zike after Shas Nefile. So the Teretz is, the Voracher is not called Koshein or Eile Liyum and Eile Nechalitza. And Bemele, she can do Chalitza. So he means V'chule, the safe. That's what Rosh Hashorim explains. The Mishnah, the Shem Mefurish in the Mishnah. If you see inside Rebel Chonon, La Shlom HaSainian, I don't want to go into it, and Ois Da, and Ois Hey, is another Gemara of Cheresh V'Chereshes, that has to be a Shlom to this Yisayin of Rebel Chonon. To this Yisayin of Rebel Chonon. But I'm saying, the way to test this is Chai V'Lavi and Bala Satnai. Lo M'mamshich the Tesis. V'yeshloimar, so Tesis asks the Kasha L'maise, why the Tana doesn't bring down Bala Satnai? Alibe the Rebbe. V'yesh lo ima. Af al gav de levi toni dei, u beplukte komairi, loi komairi elo beplukte de svira le letane de masnis in kavosei. So b'meile, the Tana doesn't have to write down evi machleikes, only a machleikes, the svira le letane kavosei. Teida, de loi toni le levi chai velavim. Af al gav de rabaki velav michalitza veibum ninu. Till I'm asking you a kasha. He's asking on himself, slugging himself up completely. Till we're asking on ourselves. Why doesn't say Barasa tonight that Shtims Alibe de Rablozo? We could ask a better kasha. Why doesn't say Chai Velavim Alibe de Rabakiva? Why doesn't say Chai Velavim Alibe de Rabakiva? The Torah says, the Torah doesn't hold like that. So here Miskerov said, Shteido Bederech Agav and Tesis that Chai Velavim Levi Rabakiva part of the Tzora. Tesis in Daf Tesum and Aleph, we said it's Poshet. Potu Meibum v'chalitze, Tesis doesn't speak clear that it patters the Tzorah. Here, Bekilach Ariad state in Tesis that it patters the Tzorah. Because Tesis says, why the Tana doesn't write it down? Vaisnois, the Tana doesn't have to bring down every Machleikas. Vaisnois, the Tana doesn't have to bring down every Machleikas. But we see clear from Tesis that was Poshet to Tesis, that Lefi Rabaki v'chavilayim could patter the Tzorah. Uman de Moisif Leele, Shesochiv Shelohoyo Boilomoy. Frag Tesis, Umashkaras lo Kerab Shimon, Afal Gav, the Shem Matanam Asnizin, Loisova lo Kerab Shimon. Hainu Mishum de Bekulam, and Ikoiru Boe, Mashma Lei, de Koya Kulu. Mashma de Koya Kulu. Avali Moidu Rabon, Frag Tesis, now Naya Kash. Let me gain Laat Laat to Boyois, the second Chelik of Tesis. אבל אם מוידו רבונו לרב לזון בקידושין דת חוץ הלס בקידושין זה מסכפק להבאי בפרש המקדש עם איסר דרבי אבא קשה ליטני שסיש למשכח אסלו אפילו לרבונו כן שבו רובן וקידשו חוץ משימן ובו שימן וקידשו סתם ומי שימן ונופל לפני אוכי לפני לוי אוכי וצורצור נמי משכח אסלו, כגן שקיד אשרו ואין חוץ משני אחים. What is Tesis's kasha? פרק Tesis, if רבונו נמויד אין קידושי חוץ, I have a חתימצה, if it's a שאיש that could patter the צור. I could have a שאיש that could patter the צור. What is the Echatimtze that Ishazish could part of the Tzorah? Reuven was Mekadesh Chutz from Shimon. Reuven is Mekadesh Chutz from Shimon. Now let me gain Laat Laat. So Lemaisa she's Ishazish of the whole world Chutz from Shimon. Shimon goes and marries her. Shimon, Legabi Shimon, she's not Ishazish. And Shimon dies. So now she falls Leibum to Levi. Levi can't marry her. Because by Levi, she's Eishasish of Reuven. So she could patter the Tzor. This is Tesis's kasha. Again, Reuven married Chutz from Shimon. Shimon went and married her. Now Shimon dies. Levi, the brother of Shimon, wants to marry her. To do Yibum. He can't do Yibum to her. Because she's Eishasish of Reuven. She for sure he will not touch. She's Eishasish of Reuven. But let her to patter the Tzor. We have Eichatimtze of Tzor, Eishasish. This is Tesis's kasha. So, nochmal. So, Tesis Kasha is, we have a Echetimtze of Kiddushi Chutz, that Eishes Ish could patter the Tzora. What is the Echetimtze? If Eishes Ish that could patter the Tzora, the Echetimtze of Eishes Ish that could patter the Tzora is what? Reuben is Mekadesh Chutz from Shimon. Shimon is Mekadesh and he dies. So, Levi cannot marry her because she's Eishes Reuben. What? He said Chutz from Ruh Shimon. Chutz from Shimon. She's married to Reuven, Chutz Mishimen. So Kiddushi Chutz. She's married to the whole world. Legabi Shimen, she's not married. So she goes and she can marry Shimen. This is Kiddushi Chutz. This is Kiddushi Chutz. She's married to everyone, Chutz from Shimen. So she goes and she marries Shimen. Now she's also married to Shimen and also married to Reuven. So Bemele, now Shimon dies. So is no mitzvah. No. Is no mitzvah. No, no, no. Is no mitzvah yibum. Klapi Levi, because Klapi Levi she's Eishes Reuven. So she's Eishes Ish. So now she could pattern it all. This is the Pashtas Avonah and Teisvus. Zog Teisvus v'yeshloimar. Deloy karinen bo legabe Eishes Ameis. שכבר נסרו עליו לפני קידוש אוכיב משום אישס איש ולא יחושיב ערבה במוקם מצווה. What is the answer of Tesvus? What is the answer of Tesvus? What is the answer of Tesvus? What is the Tesvus? We had a kasha לחורה, we have קידוש חוץ לגבי Levi, she's Eishes Ish of Reuven. Va'al legabe Levi, she's Eishes Ish of Reuven. B'meile, if she's Eishes Ish of Reuven, so she could patter the tzor. Levi cannot marry her because she's married to Reuven. B'meile, Levi cannot marry also the second wife of Shimon because she's Eishes Reuven. So Eishes Ish. Eishes Ish could patter the tzor. Eishes Ish could patter the tzor. So Ktesis words. The lekarinen legabe Eishes Ames. The kvarnes ro'olov lifnei kiddush ochiv mishum eishes ish. Velechoshiv erba b'mokim mitzvah. Velechoshiv erba b'mokim mitzvah. What is the answer? So the stipler learns pshat. We'll go with the leichter weg. It's the stipler's weg. Zog teisus, he doesn't understand the kasha. The style of pshat is so poshut in Ashkof HaRishoyna, it sounds that it was chaval to write a kasha even. Zog the style, what is Taisa's answer? Zog Taisa's, what is the answer? Zog Taisa's azay. What is our kasha? That lechur, she's a shesish of Reuven, chutz from klapi Shimon. Shimon marries her, Shimon dies. So now Levi says like this, I can't marry this lady because she's married to Reuven, clapping me. So b'mele, that she's Eishes Ish, or part of the Tzor. Zog Terazay. Clapping Levi, she was married to Shimon or not? What is she? Clapping Levi, she was married to Shimon or not? Clapping Levi, she was married to Shimon or not? Again, Reuven said, she's married to the whole world, Chutz Mishimon. She went and married Shimon. One second. Klapi Levi. She's married to Reuven or married to Shimon?
Both.
En kazen avar both. En kazen avar both. En kazen avar both. She's married to, she's Eishes Ish of Reuven. To the whole world, she's Eishes Reuven, except for Shimon. Shimon goes and marries her. Now, one second. Now Shimon dies. Clapping him, she was married to Shimon, or clapping him, she's married to Reuven? Yossi, she's married to Reuven or Shimon? Clapping Levi.
But she is clapping Ish. Why is that
wrong? Reuven dies. Okay. Reuven says Chutz Mishimon. Clapping the whole world, she's Eishes Reuven. The only one that she's not married to is Shimon. Clapping Shimon. Clapping Shimon, she's not married to Reuven. Clapping Levi, she's married to Reuven. Clapping Levi, she's married to Reuven. She's not married, she's Eishes Ish. Reuven marries, one second. Shmuley. If Shuman will not marry her, and Levi will go and marry Bichai Reuven, you'll kill him or not? No, you say you will almost kill him, chutz from his ear. Because one part of him, she's not Eishes Ish. You will kill him completely or not? So she's Eishes Ish Gemura or not? One second. You want to kill him or not? If you're going to kill him, you mean that she's Eishes Reuven. Before she married Shimon, you'll kill him or not? Avada, you'll kill him. Why? Because she's Eishes Reuven. Memele, while she's Eishes Reuven, now she goes and she marries Shimon. Klape Shimon, she was never married to Reuven. He said a chutz. But klape the whole world, she's married to Reuven. Now when Shimon dies, we'll go back to the kasha. Shimon dies, Levi wants to do Yibum, he can't marry her because she's Eishes Ish. Right? He can't marry her because she's Eishes Ish. Say it. Now, Zokteisus, she will pat the Torah. Zokteisus, how she will pat the Torah? Clapping me, Levi, she was never married to Shimon. So she's not a Torah Selva. She was never married to Shimon, so how she will pat the Torah? Well, what are you not masking? This is the answer. You know, we want taste to be longer. So taste is right. What a good right. I mean, as they learned the Stipler and as they learned Rebbe Elchanan and the Imre Moshe b'tchilas advarim, this what they learned the tchilas advarim. I'm saying they have a lot of cheshbonos. So we have to miyas it to explain that a little bit. The Stipler brings down, it's a Gemara in Gittin. Again, Reuven marries a Isha Chutz Mishimen. The halach is like this. Reuven marries a Isha Chutz from Shimon. Everyone else that marries her now is over Eishes Ish. Mask him. Reuven marries a Isha Chutz from Shimon. Shh. Laat. The Stipler, Rebbe Elchanan said it. We have to understand it, yeah? So maybe the Imre Moshe has an Anver Pshat. But we're going with the easy way, the Stipler's way. I'm saying maybe they understand him, but the Cheshbon is Poshet. The Teretz is Poshet. The Teskash doesn't start Betzer. She was never married to Shimon. Now, the Halach is like this. Reuven says marries a Isha Chutz from Shimon. You marry Isha Chutz from Shimon. Everyone else that marries her now is Chayv Misa. Chutz from Shimon. Legabi Shimon, she's never married to Reuven. Say, now, when Shimon makes a kiddushin, the Gemara says, and he says, "Arev mekudeshes li, chutz mi Reuven." Reuven said, "Chutz for me." I say, "Chutz from Reuven." Zog the Gemara, the kiddushin is not chal. What? Because legabi the whole world, she's already Eishes Ish, so he's not adding a kiddushin. And legabi Reuven, he said, "Chutz." So state klar in the Gemara that his marriage is only klapi who. Only klapi Reuven. Again, the halacha is if a person's mekadesh isha chutz mishimen, Shimon comes and marries a stam, she becomes his wife. If Reuven does a beer now, Reuven also has a isha. But what if Shimon said, "You said chutz mishimen, I'm saying chutz from Reuven"? Zog the Gemara in Kiddushin, this time he brings it out. It's not chal. Why it's not chal? Legabi, who you married her? The whole world, she's Eishes Reuven, your Kiddushin doesn't make a difference. Legabi Reuven, you said Chutz. So, state klor in the Gemara, that when you mekadesh Eisha, Chutz Mishimen, klapi the whole world, she's married only to Reuven. Klapi Shimon, she's not married. Now, when Shimon dies, she's Eishes Ish. She's Eishes Ish. If Reuven, b'meile, you can't do Yibum. B'meile, Zokteises, Abaval, she's Eishes Ish, and Klapi Yu, she was never married to Shimon. If she was never married to Shimon, she can't pat the Torah. This is the way the Stipler understood Pshat and Teises' Teres. But we'll see. So someone asks Akash, I don't want to go into Lemaise, if he's Miyabim Shimon, why he can't come Kilu, he's Shimon, and to grab and to come in. Shimon has it in. So why he can't come from Shimon's place and take what Shimon is allowed to? He's calling him a Malamakim of Shimon, so why he can't do it? And Shimon is allowed to. The Teretz says, but clapping him is also. But by him it's also Ishishish. So clapping him, she was never married. So the disciple learns, clapping him, she was never married to Shimon. Now, the Gemara says, the Gemara says, what would be again, Reuben marries a Isha Chutz Mishimen. Reuben marries a Isha Chutz Mishimen. And Shimon marries her. So we said, for the whole world she's married to Reuben. Chutz from Shimon. Zog the Gemara and Gittin, what happens if Reuben dies now? Shh, man, you know this. Listen, listen. Shh. No. Reuben marries a Isha Chutz Mishimen. Shimon goes and marries her. Now Reuben dies. Zog the Mora. Then Shimon's issues catches all over, and now she's also in the whole world. That's Shimon. As I zog the Gemara. Kozman Reuben is around. So he doesn't let Shimon's marriage to go out of Shimon's hand. But the minute that Reuben is not there, so the issue spreads. So nochamo. Now let me trach and good. So Tesis asked the Kasha, I have a chetimtze, Reuben married chutz from Shimon. Shimon marries and Shimon dies. Now Levi can marry because she's a Ishishish of Reuben to part of the Torah. So Tesis, from Levi's point, she was never married to Shimon. Frek the chemda shleim. Rabbi Elchanan brings it down here in Kovetz Aris Yud Beis. Oh, is dalet b'shem atzmoi. Frek the chemda shleim. So I have a poshte echetimtze. For Tesis is kasha on the teretz. Instead of saying Reuben married chutz from Shimon, Shimon is dead. So we ask, so Levi can marry because she's Eishes Reuben. So part of the Torah we say, but in Levi's eyes, she was never married to Shimon. Zog the chemda shleim. Turn it around. Shimon and Levi brothers. Shimon married a Levi. Shimon and Levi are brothers. Shimon married a Levi. Chutz from Reuben. Reuben went and married her. Now Shimon dies, so she was Eish Yisach, right? But now Levi can't marry her because she's Eish Yisach of Reuben, so she could patur the tzor. I mean, first the kasha. Good leaven the kasha. Chemda shleim gedol Yisrael. Frag the kasha. Tesis asked the kasha again. Tesis kasha is Reuben chutz from Shimon. Shimon marries. Shimon dies. Levi can marry because she's Eishes Reuben. And for Tesis, but by Levi's eyes, she was never married to Shimon. The Stipler says kibalabati. She was pushed never married. You want to say a piece of lumbus? Oh, but the Stipler says she was never married to Shimon. So the man, she came back to the Tzor of Shimon, the second wife of Shimon. These are the words of the Stipler to make the Tesis easy. Zog the Rebbe Elchanan Nechem Dashleim and Imre Moshe. So ask the Kasha the opposite and you'll never have an answer. Shimon married a lady. Shimon Levi brothers. Shimon and Levi Achimem. Shimon marries a Isha Chutz from Reuben. And then Reuben marries her. And now Shimon dies. You want to do a Yibum to Shimon's wife, you can, because she's Eishes Reuben. So she could pat it, that's all. And here you don't have what the answer. What is the whole answer of Tesis? I mean, this kasha will be a shver even without the stipler. And the words of Tesis. Tesis says, why he doesn't pat it, that's all? Because Eishes was first. So I found the case that Eishes Ach is first. Don't say the stipler, you will also ask the kasha. I'm just making it easier. I bought the stipler, I'm making it mamish that we could feel with our fingers, and ask the kasha the opposite. Oh, but the kasha is vidit-vi, the kasha is a kasha. The kasha is vidit-vi a kasha. What? What meaning of name is the mashkachas lo eishes ish? Tesis is saying that lo mashkachas lo. So we found mashkachas lo balat nai. Tesis is saying that we can't find the case. We found the case. So we'll see. This Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll go into it. Very good. Very good. What? it's a kasha days, it's right. So with Mishuma we don't say that, we have to know. It's not chal. We have to know, we have to know. I'm saying, not say it's not, we have to know the klolim.